Chazar sich in der Schöpfer, ich schaß, 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 sagt die Mischung, if Yonta falls on Sunday, we shall say all Tfilas must be done before Shabbos. But he'll say Tfilas of Kalim must be done before Shabbos, but Tfilas of people could be done on Shabbos. All agree that one may take tummy water in a stone Kali and allow the water to touch the mikveh, meaning the process called Hashoka, thereby making the water tar, but he may not be toivel this water. Zok the Mishnah, we may be toivel Kalim from one purpose or another, or from one group to another. As we'll see what the meaning is in the Gemara. We all agree that a keli may not be toivel on Shabbos. Why is that? So Rabbi said it's exerted to prevent someone from carrying the keli 4 amos and shusha rabbin to the mikveh. So Abai asked, so why would it be usher for one who has a mikveh in his property? Rabbi said it would still be usher as a gzera for when one must go into the shusha rabbin to find the mikveh. So for the effect of Mara, why is it usher to toivel keli on yomtiv when it's mutter to carry? Mara says it's exerted to prevent someone from toiveling such a keli on Shabbos. For the effect of Mara, if we make such gzeras, we should be gezer against doing hashaka in our mishnah as well. Mara says the fact that he's doing hashaka means that he has no other water to drink. This is a very uncommon occurrence, which is why no gzera was instituted. In fact, Mara Brisa says that one may use a tummy bucket to draw water on Yom Tov, and the bucket becomes tar when it draws the water. Why are we not gezer here as well? Mara says, since this is only mutter as part of the functioning of drawing water, the person will remember that a regular tefillah is aser, and therefore no gzera is necessary. In fact, Mara Brisa says, if a keli became tummy on Erev Yom Tov, it may not be toiveled on Yom Tov. If it became tummy on Yom Tov, it may be toiveled on Yom Tov. Why are we not gezer here as well? Mara says, tuma on Yom Tov is an uncommon thing, and therefore we're not gezer for that type of milsa d'loy shchicha. In fact, Mara Brisa says that a keli that is tummy with an ava tuma may not be toiled on Yom Tov, but if it's tummy with a vlada tuma, a lesser degree of tuma, it may be toiled on Yom Tov. Why are we not gezer here? Mara says, a keli tummy with this lower level of tuma only affects kahanim. Kahanim are his reason, and therefore they will not come to toivel other items. For example, Rabbi Chiya Rashi Neimer Rav said, if a nido who will be toivel on Yom Tov does not have any Torah clothing, she should be toivel with her clothing, and in that way make her clothing Torah. Why are we not geyser over here? And for the Gemara, since she can only be toivel with the clothing while she's wearing them, she will not come to be toivel other things, because it's an odd way of doing things, and therefore there is no need to be geyser. Rav Yosef had a different reason altogether. He said the reason why we can't be toivel kelim on Yom Tov is gzeira for schita. We're going to squeeze out the water from the clothing that he was just toivel. In fact, Abaya, what about kelim that can't be squeezed? Rav Yosef said we don't allow those as a gzeira for kelim that could be squeezed. Abaya then asked all the questions that we asked above, and Rav Yosef gave all the same answers. Rav Bibi had another teretz. He said the reason why we're not allowed to be toivel is because gzeira that one may push off all the toiveling of his kelim for Yom Tov when he has more time. This would cause more of a chance of truma and other things to become tummy in the meantime, and therefore we don't allow it. The Mara says there's actually a brisa that clearly says like Rav Bibi. Rava had a different teretz. He said it's also because it looks like he's fixing his keli. He's being masakin kli by now making it mutter for use. In fact, if so, a person should also not allow to be toivel on Yom Tov. Mara says a person who toivel looks like he just went to cool himself off, and therefore it's not a problem of looking like masakin kli. In fact, what about a person who toivel in disgusting water? He's clearly not going into disgusting water to cool off. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said there are times when a person will even cool off in disgusting water, and therefore you do have the gzeira. That's why you have to be geizer. In fact, what about toiveling in the winter when it's not hot? Rav Nachman Yitzchak said even in the winter, at times, a person gets muddy and goes into disgusting water to get the dirt off of himself. In fact, that can explain why one may toivel on Shabbos. But why may one toivel on Yom Kippur when it's usher to wash yourself? And we can't say that it looks like he went in to wash himself. Rava said it can't be that it will be mutter on Shabbos and usher on Yom Kippur. Therefore, since it's mutter on Shabbos, it has to be that it's mutter on Yom Kippur as well. In fact, we find that Rava doesn't hold of the concept of hoil. That hoil is mutter on Shabbos, is mutter on Yom Kippur. He doesn't hold of the concept of hoil. We find this based on his explanation to a contradiction between brises. One brises says that someone with a toothache may not drink vinegar on Shabbos, but he may dip his bread into vinegar and eat the bread because the vinegar is good for the toothache. Another brise says a person may even drink the vinegar as long as he swallows it. Rava explained the first brise is discussing after the person's meal, which is why he may not just drink it outright because he already finished his meal. The second brise is discussing before the meal, which is why he may drink it straight. It doesn't look like he's necessarily doing it for medicinal purposes. Now, if Rava holds to the concept of hoyul, he should say that since hoyul is mutter to drink before the meal, it should also be mutter to drink after the meal. We see that Rava doesn't hold of hoyul. So how can we say that Rava holds of hoyul that is mutter Shabbos, mutter Yom Kippur as well? After the Gemara, Rava retracted his ruling, and after that, that's when he began to hold of hoyul. So in fact, we have a brisa that permits toiveling on Yom Kippur, so it must be that Rava holds of hoyul. At the end, at Maskana, he does hold of hoyul. Mishnah said, "V'shavin shemashikin es hamayim b'kli even." Shmuel explains the Mishnah to mean that one may not toil the keli along with the water on Yom Tov. Vekmar Breiser brings machloikis like this. Rebbe says that one may not toivel a keli along with the water, and one may not do hashaka, and the Rabbanan say that both may be done. Our Mishnah, which permits the hashaka, but prohibits the Toivon and the Chela, the Chari doesn't follow Rebbe, who says both of them are Asr, doesn't follow Rabbanu, who says both of them will be Mutter. Mar says, the first part of Rebbe's Shita discusses Yom Tif, and the second part discusses Shabbos, but Hashaka would be allowed on Yom Tif. Therefore, our Mishnah could be following Rebbe, because he agrees that that Hashaka can be done on Yom Tif, but the Toivon and the Chela can't be done on Yom Tif, which is what our Mishnah says. Another teretz is, our Mishnah discusses Shabbos, but would allow even Toivon and the Chela on Yom Tif, and our Mishnah can therefore follow the Rabbanon, who were discussing Yom Tif.